Man, I don't know anything anymore.
No.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to one of the oldest, longest running. We are so deep in our catalog, it put your ass to sleep.
So deep.
Over a decade of us talking shit. He is Clarkson. I'm Jim. Oh, hitting the post like all in the can. We are the Film Thugs. Welcome aboard. It's so nice to have you all here. Both old and new listeners alike, welcome aboard. We today, holy shit. We've been watching some questionable films as of late.
Yeah.
I think that's a safe, we're kind of in our what the hell's going on here phase.
Yeah, I like it.
And I'm good with it. This one is a for real what in the hell. It is a Christian Saw-inspired, we're going to call it horror movie, called The Reconciler. Now, this is from the part of the Christian film industry that's sort of like the adult film industry, where it's like, yes, this does exist. There is a budget and production values and all that, but is it?
Yeah, it's sort of like an episode of Sliders.
Yes. Yes.
Sort of. Yeah, it's a production company, but what now? And of course, as per my usual in this chaos era that we're in shows, I snatched up some reviews.
Oh, yes. I love it.
And this review is from Dove, the Dove film group, whatever.
Please tell me. I'm wagering that this is some sort of a religious.
Yes. Dove review. Do you ever wonder, it would help if I have my glasses on. Once again, do you ever wonder what would happen?
What makes
if you,
a man think things over?
If you were locked in a room with a stranger or someone you do not get along with, The Reconciler is a wonderful film about people confronting their differences. A mysterious stranger locks people together until they work out their problems. The film is an inspirational story of redemption, forgiveness, love, and reestablishing a connection with God. The Reconciler helps people, co-workers, siblings, or parent and child reconnect. We all need God's help reconciling our differences. He is the Reconciler who helps us through all difficult situations. This insightful movie is entertaining and will inspire conversation. Yes, it will. We are proud to award our film Dove Faith Friendly Seal for All Ages.
So
congrats on the seal of all ages, you unreconcilable piece of shit.
I remember years ago watching Rated K for Kids on Nickelodeon.
Right.
Still appropriate at the age, because when you hear this, they did a review of The Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before I'd seen it, and they rated it K. Like, hey, this is fucking, this is our, they literally, I remember the kid from Nickelodeon looking at the camera going, hey, this is fucking, this shit's got our seal, yo. And so mom and I were watching it. We rented it.
Right.
And fucking fell in love because it's goddamn Princess Bride. That's what that sort of recommendation makes me think of. But I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here, and I hope you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I don't agree.
No.
I do not agree with any of the points this individual made on any level.
No. Like,
the amount of projection that people of faith do with movies like this is kind of amazing to me. This is the proof of Kuleshov's effect, basically. It's weird. It literally, if you think about it in its grandest terms, this is the psychological equivalent of a person just to Bala Rasa-ing an entire film, seeing this collection of images and having so wholeheartedly decided before it even started what it was going to be, that you're like, this fucking thing is on!
Coriolanus cuts.
Yes! Like, it just connects it. When you're able to self-brainwash before it starts enough to be like, you know what I really like? Ska-based music in the fucking 2023s. Let's go to that concert collection that Pastor Dan was telling us about.
Let's go see the Crazy Eights and let's go bowling.
Yes.
real bands. So there were.
I thought you were saying see a band and then go bowling. I legitimately thought it, until I heard band.
But plural. Dub would approve that as family friendly. Okay. And a family friendly evening or faith friendly, whatever. So when you Google reviews for this, you'll get stuff from Collider or whatever. Yeah. But I like to turn to our friends at Reddit.
Oh, yes.
So trans guy on Reddit a year ago posted this. My boyfriend forced me to watch this movie, and I hated it so much. So let me introduce you. Let me introduce some plot points and problems. One, the reconciler is God. This is technically speaking the big twist of the movie, but no one should watch this movie, so who gives a fuck? Two, he kidnaps people and forces them into situations where they must start to understand each other and heal their bonds. This would be fine if these people were had interesting problems or dynamics. Three, everyone has the prettiest, pettiest problems and are the most stale, weak characters ever there are. And three main groups he kidnapped that we follow in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Two cops are partners and they don't get along at all because one of them got promoted sooner than the other one, who is a woman. B, a father and son.
Oh, you know who's part of all this? Yes. Recognize.
The father is a soldier and is emotionally distant.
Witness me!
Yeah. Who is implied to be weak and sensitive. True. A pair of twin brothers who are estranged because of their different views about religion. And if you think those aren't petty problems, you'd be right. If you think those are. But goddamn, do they treat them like they're petty disagreements. Everyone has exactly one discussion where they're both even-toned and, well, in even-tempered, and they hash things out. Years of turmoil finally healed. There are no stakes in this movie. We don't know what will happen if they refuse to reconcile. There aren't any spinning chainsaws or anything that make anyone do family therapy any faster. The assumption is that they will stay here as long as it takes for them to fix their issues. And there's a subplot in this movie, yippee, where a reporter who writes fashion columns because women be shopping.
Yes, weddings.
Yes.
That woman was writing an article about weddings on Photoshop.
That's great.
And literally the headline of the article was weddings,
weddings.
Capital fucking exclamation mark.
Who was sent to write a big article about the graying of American morality. If you grew up in a church, then this hoochie mama, some of these points sound familiar. The plot argues that the graying of morality is because other religions exist and we must consider their viewpoint.
Yeah, yes.
And it's especially said the reporter should go and speak to other religious leaders because she'll only get repetitive nonsense. Two, that China is satanic. Not explicitly, but phrasing in Family of the Scene Kids Scares Scene kind of said it to them. The gray morality is also caused by women working. I will also note that she only talks to one non-white person this entire movie, and he's an Asian guy where we get the China satanic thing. The best part, this side plot is never resolved. Zero. There is zero payoff. It's true. I also say that the acting is pretty shoddy. That's being kind.
The worst soup filling
ever. But this kind of, at least it's, but this, that's kind of, it's least of its problems. It's very student film-esque acting.
It really is. Yeah, and that's nice. Kind of insulting.
But with a much higher budget. That's true.
Yes. They got that church
This movie
money.
Is bad. Don't watch it. Not even as a joke. There's better bad Christian movies.
There are.
So
we have a listing of that. But here's the thing. I think the problem was this guy wasn't in the right mindset to watch this movie.
No.
And if you want to be in the right mindset to watch this movie, there is an appropriate pregame.
It's true.
Christian side hug.
Yes.
And baby got book.
Yeah.
Christian side hug is a song, essentially, it's a rap. Mm. A ghetto rap song done at a church. Like, it is essentially, like, imagine every youth pastor ever, anywhere, since that idea started. all filtered into one giant DC movie swirling garbage tornado that then landed in one place.
To circle back to what we had going on our behind the paywall discussion, this is essentially The Gathering.
It is. It is The Gathering.
The youth pastors.
This is basically like if Righteous Gemstones were entirely taken over by the youngest brother and he had just morphed into the most powerful media figure ever.
Yes.
Yes. So this is happening. This is the worst thing you've ever seen. It's somehow... Okay, so basically the idea behind the song is it's inappropriate to hug someone you're not married to face, because even if it's your grandma, dude, you're kind of dragging your boner across her.
Yeah. That's what it says.
That's basically what the song is about.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're all shot by the police. The whole time I'm like, Clarkson, you don't know how this is going to end. And you're like, I have no idea what the, how could this end? Then gunshots, they fall down and a police siren fades driving away.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Baby Got Book is a Baby Got Back parody song about a woman needing a big Bible.
Right. No paperbacks.
No, no, no. Or Catholic. Catholic Bibles. Jesus. Paraphrased.
We are solo scriptura here, folks.
But so you get those. Then you're in the mindset for this movie to make sense. So the only thing I can think of that the Reconciler's plan is, you have a week's worth of food and water. You have a turlet. Mm. After which you just...
Well, only one group had food and a toilet.
That's true.
The two cops that were locked in a car.
They didn't have food or a toilet in the car.
They were locked in the car. They weren't locked in the warehouse or whatever the car was.
They were locked in what appeared to be a public parking garage.
They're locked in the car.
In a public parking garage. Yeah.
Or food.
Yep. You know what else?
No hot dog sauce in that car.
No hot dog sauce. No other people walking by either.
Nope.
There was nothing left for the folks stranded in the.
In the hiking trail
that's designed for children to be able to walk, because there's a railing everywhere except for where Joey Bafangul fell off the mountain, and
where his effeminate boy passed out.
Daddy Royd had to lift him off.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's on gear or was on gear, because this is clearly a past tense of being on gear. He was on gear.
He was on gear.
At some point in his life.
Here's the real issue with this movie, and I think the reason that the parallels to the adult film industry...
Rod Brickchin.
Yes, came up on this, is every single setup sequence in this is a porn movie setup more than a horror movie setup.
Absolutely.
I genuinely, each scene, I was like, okay, so this is about two partners getting over their sexual tension by fucking in the car. Cool. Oh, this one is a twink fantasy handcuffed in a park. Okay, this other one, I don't want to know what it is, but I'm wagering it has something to do with a war flashback for fucking Humpty Dumptus in here. Because that fucking dude with the cane, I wanted him dead. Like, even before even before the twist.
Yeah.
Because, so the whole time, like, if he had just been eating out of a can of something in every shot that he's in, I would have been happy. If he'd done like a Brad Pitt, except he's just like eating out of a can of corn and then eating out of a can of, and then just draining a can of hot dog sauce down his throat.
I just like eating cold hash out of a can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like really going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like he is clearly getting paid in canned hash and he wants to get his money worth. He's fucking up takes so that he can get another can.
I didn't know if he got paid in canned hash, but he definitely got paid and spent that money on canned hash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots and lots of canned hash.
Yes. Yes. And not even like a high quality.
No.
He got the discounted canned hash.
I mean, it's just awkward.
It's really not a good place.
He is the least acty of a no acting gaggle here.
Yeah, like it is weird.
Even on the poster.
When the only person in the movie that you can say did a credible job of acting was Roddy Piper.
Oh, yeah. We fucking buried the lead on that.
We missed Roddy Piper. And for some reason, he's playing I'm just going to go ahead and assume he's hungover.
Woo!
newspaper.
I'll tell you.
Look, now I'm going to tell you right now, and you look out this window right here. Look out the window. Do you want me to tell you what I see? I don't see anything but gray. It's all gray. People don't have God anymore. Why isn't there God anymore? Because I'll tell you what. It's because my fucking whore of a wife, when she went, when she left and she took both of the kids and said to me, no, you don't. I said, hey, the world is gray, babe. And I'm just trying to say,
I see the gray outside the window. I'm like, hell, my friend John Owen paid me enough for that last run, and I don't like
my friend Joe, my friend Jamal is gray.
Yeah.
No, it's Kareem. My friend Kareem.
He's gray.
From Harvard. Remember Kareem?
Yeah.
He's gray like the world. So what I'm trying to say is write an article about God. I'm going to go take a nap under the desk. I've got some...
And that's the most...
some fudge rolls. Yeah. That's the best performance in the movie.
That's...
I was lost in Roddy Piper for a minute.
I let
there.
You go, baby.
Yeah.
The... that whole subplot...
Yeah.
...feels the most Christian movie of the
whole
thing.
It does. That is...
That feels like, okay, that seems like the sort of ridiculous setup where they go and ask this... what I like to call notioneering about God in America,
yes,
right?
Yeah, it is.
And it's placing it, or apparently the constant threat it's under, et cetera.
It is. Okay, so I'm gonna SATS real quick here. I'm gonna analogy. So from the way I look at it is like Christian movies are to reporters doing stories about vague notions as... Victorian and Restoration comedies are to a visitor coming to the country manor for the weekend.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So basically you can look at it as like, so a reporter from, if the audio dropped out, has to write a story, has her faith tested when she writes a story about blank. Oh, right. Okay, yeah, this is...
Christian.
Yeah. The fucking...
It's not
St. Louis Advertiser.
Yeah.
The Honolulu Advertiser.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's going to do a report on something as nebulous as the graying of American morality.
Yeah. Yes. Instead of weddings.
Instead of weddings. You're pulled off the wedding beat.
Yeah, we're pulling you off. We're pulling you off writing about weddings.
To something as completely esoteric as this subject.
Yeah.
And she does not fulfill her assignment.
Yes, that is
correct.
There
is no resolution.
None whatsoever.
Of that at all. Well, except she goes back a couple of times to reconfer with Hot Rod.
Yeah.
And he just mumbles again. Yeah. And he's not the only one. He's a mumbler, period.
Yeah. But
especially at this stage of his life. But the sound editing in this thing.
Is what? Did you just
I know. I caught
sound
myself.
Sound editing? My
I'll just
God.
Go with sound.
Yeah.
Is dreadful.
It's garbage.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Because... I wasn't the only one like cracking wise. I thought I heard things and just said them back.
Yeah.
Hope was doing the same thing. Like, did you say baked lemonade?
Did he say bastard Ann?
Yeah. It sounds like that. A lot. Did they just say fucking? No way.
No.
There's no way they said that.
That it's it. Did he just say pizza?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that person did say pizza.
He did.
Klaus Kinski said pizza.
Klaus
so
Kinski
fuck,
said
we stand
pizza.
On that.
Yeah, that we will die on that hill.
Yeah. It's true. I'm getting shirts made.
Yeah, pizza.
Klaus Kinski said pizza.
Just a picture.
Get it
of
Klaus. Now. Get that done. Yeah, put that up on
a
our fucking merch.
Klaus Kinski smiling with a pizza in his hand.
I said pizza.
Pizza. But yeah,
what a world we live in.
Nothing about this movie. There's nothing scary at any point. You know, there's no threat. It's literally just hey, get together and talk. But we're gonna make it seem like Saw.
The only thing is the setup in the very beginning when two people are unconscious on a warehouse wink floor.
Yeah, yeah. And they wake up and they're just man, we're stuck inside of this place. Oh, no, dude, what are we going to do?
Who are you?
What? Oh, I'm just a guy named Smitty.
Smitty?
Yeah, it's a nickname.
Oh. Are there any windows open?
No, but there's this small box on the wall. Let me fucking break my ass.
Okay, hey, why don't you climb up to that load-bearing beam and stare at the bolts?
Okay. No! See,
that's
the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so stupid. So, it ends up, so let's talk, so the first problem is,
She got promoted. He didn't. He's being shitty. Whatever. Brr, 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 brr.
Right.
Second one is daddy and son.
Right.
Handcuffed
together in a park.
Yeah. In okay, so, yes.
Well, first, hold on. We need to back up.
There's so much else we have to go into here. Yeah.
Our reporter at this stage.
We have two reporters.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, a male reporter.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, Chudsley.
Chudsley is telling the two brothers, because the other, the twins that are kidnapped, we find one twin in a box.
It wrapped up in a bag inside of a box and is just freaked out. And this guy comes out hot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, he is pitching some acting off the bat.
Yeah, it's really going for it.
It's really, really earning his fucking can of hash.
But in no time flat, he's calm as a Hindu cow sitting next to his twin brother listening to Chudsley tell them, well, this is what the Reconciler does, and here's the information I have about it, a la Canterbury Tales.
Yes.
Of here are these different stories, and then we go into those stories as if we're there. And you are there.
And you are put into it. There's two stories. One entirely takes place in a car.
Yes.
Another one entirely takes place in two locations. One, a park. Two, a green screen studio.
Yes.
And in this one, Daddy Swolness, the...
we'll call him Uncle Trin.
Yeah, we'll call him... we're going to call him Daddy Gearest.
Love it. Okay, much better. That's so much better.
Daddy Gearest is just roided up to hell and back, wakes up in a park, and boo-hoo, he is handcuffed to his son, who's a real pain in the ass right out of the chute. Yeah. There's like a fucking... 12, 15 feet of chain between them.
Yeah, probably Ronnie's.
Yeah.
I used this back in Puerto Rico. You'll love it.
Yep, and he fucking opens up the thing, and he's got a letter that he won't let his son read.
Of course.
And it's basically like, you and your son don't really care for each other. Walk to the top of this hill following the guided path lines. Please stop along the way to read the informational plaques that have been provided.
Right.
Also, if you need to sit down, feel free, as there are many, 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 many stools along the way, benches along the way for you to rest, as this is designed for children.
As you walk gingerly up this line to the Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yeah, I have been to malls that are more difficult to navigate.
Much more perilous.
In this area. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I've had much, much more difficult time in my life than
negotiating
this.
The mall escalator.
Dude, I grew up in San Antonio, and I have had to exit in front of Central Park Mall.
Oh, well.
I learned how to drive doing that. So
you just say I learned how to drive in San Antonio, full stop.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
It's like somebody talking about a concert, like, really, I've seen Slayer. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You win. You win. Like, I know I have. I was at Helm's Deep. When the walls held.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I know. But this, no. So they've got to do a stroll in the park. And for some reason, dad is just not happy about it. And I can't think of any reason why dad would be so visibly upset about just having to do a little walk in the park with his son. Clarkson, is there any reason why a man would be that pissed off?
No.
Nothing that it would have to do with some bitch tits. Because
I know why he's pissed off.
He was rolling.
It's not situational. He's fucking off his cycle.
Yeah, he's off his cycle. He looks like Bob from Fight Club.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like
the face of American Dad.
Yes.
On bitch tits from Fight Club.
If that was chiseled into the fucking end of your thumb. He is the thumb-headest looking, like, this is the failed prototype in Henry Rollins. And then we left it on the streets.
Yeah, yeah. And yes.
Yeah. Just
it's like Mr. Incredible, but sad.
Yes, 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 yes. He looks just, everything about his appearance makes me sad. He's wearing his fucking This was very much a movie that was like, hey, bring your own costume that will indicate your character.
Yeah.
So
what
he
you got?
Shows up.
I've got a t-shirt. I've got an olive drab t-shirt and some digital camo. Well,
yeah.
Bring it.
I've got my I've got my BDUs. I could do that. I won't wear the dress shirt on top. I'll just have the t-shirt crisply tucked in.
Of course. And my dog tags.
Oh, yeah. My dog tags visible on the outside as we go for a lovely stroll with my very slight son.
Right. Up to Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Who then, in the most infomercial move I've ever seen, stands up and goes, whoa! And falls off the mountain.
Falls off the mountain, but he's chained to
his dad,
Daddy Garris.
Who just grabs it and is like,
while an earthquake is taking place.
Earthquake clearly kicks off.
We know because they play the sound of an earthquake and shake the camera a la Star Trek.
Yes. Now, at this point, it should be noted, none of the following occurs outside. Because for some reason, this is where they had to switch entirely to the green screen studio.
Yes.
And the whole panic of Sun falling off and getting pulled up ends with the most insanely framed taint shot of a daddy hugging his boy, you can imagine.
Right now, we're in the storyboard. It was like shaking, earthquake, green screen, Grundle.
And the director of photography is like, excuse me, Reverend Director.
Yeah.
Do we really need this whole Grundle baggage here? Look.
The producers wanted Gooch. They're getting it.
I am not just trying to make a movie here. This is what I'll be remembered for.
Correct.
So don't tell me.
Right.
I'm not packing this shit to the gills with Grundle.
Do I come down to your job and slap the dick out of your mouth? I don't, do I?
Do I? Well, maybe I should start.
Should.
Then you'll see how it feels, sir.
So then there's this sort of loving Grundle hug that gets his son off from almost dying. And then the kid faints.
Yeah. He literally vapors.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't get hit by anything. He just...
I mean, straight up faints like the end of Mystery on PBS.
Like yeah.
Edward Gorey animated. Yeah. That.
The only thing that would have made it better is if they'd been the way they should have played it off, because this would have been a great callback, is he'd have gotten up and they'd be like, it's okay, yeah, ha, ha, ha. And he pretends to hit him and then he just tags him in the stomach, Double Dragon style, and he just passes out and then he throws him over his shoulder and carries him up the mountain.
Well, all aside of the punch, that's what happens.
That is what happens.
They don't want to be around each other.
Yeah.
Earthquake, almost falling to his death. Faint, carried up the mountain fireman style,
yeah,
and we're good.
We're good, and then we cut back to our lady reporter, who is.
Oh yeah,
I want you to read a story about how everything's great, and I don't want you talking to just a bunch of preachers about it again.
So she's out doing this report on how faith is gone, and the problem is that there's not any more faith anywhere, and it's faith is missing, and if we just had faith, everything would be cool. So they go, hey, go talk to this white woman who gave away $65 million she probably inherited to a bunch of Christian charities.
After talking to Minister Graham Cracker at Giant Clean White American Jesus Church.
Yes. Oh, God.
Who said a lot,
but I'll
be damned if I remember one
remember
bit of
anything.
It is just the usual pablum.
Yeah.
Well, you see, our founding fathers.
Yeah, that was, that was one of those. Anytime there's the, our founding fathers intended us
God.
To be.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Did they now?
Who'd you reference?
Ooh.
Ben Franklin?
Yeah. Let's...
Hellfire Club member Ben Franklin getting his dick wet in France.
Oh, yeah.
That
he
Ben
was
Franklin
drinking and like that guy was a diplomat in as much as if it was like the American delegation to France will be Sigma Chi from the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
Like that is literally he hit there and was just like, oh, yeah, I'll talk about some contracts and shit. But where the booze and the broads?
Yeah.
That was his time in France.
Exactly. It was a long journey. And my pants are still on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'll be happy to delay that sex if someone can bring me some chicken wings.
Exactly.
Because even back then, he knew about chicken wings.
He's a diplomat.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they fucking drink.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
If anything, he's carrying on a tradition.
Could you imagine a better job in the world than ambassador to France?
No. No. I cannot.
I can't. Yeah. I'm trying to. And
I mean, I'm a little more partial to, say, Spain.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah. To be in Barcelona. Barcelona.
But
Barcelona.
I'm good with it.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
good with France. Great.
Yeah.
Grand. I actually, when I get in the office and say, hey, where's the Franklin package, as I wink. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Frank, they're like, monsieur, yeah. no need to wink.
No need
we
to
know
wink.
You.
This is France. We understand.
You're a diplomat. It's fine.
It's fine. We it's assumed there is sorry. A croque-monsieur. Waiting for you right here.
Waiting for yes. you to have sex with the croquis. And the croque madame and the croque monsieur.
Once
we've heard about you, monsieur.
Once you do both of these.
We've heard about you.
You are welcome.
Yeah. yeah.
But you have to do this first. We all do.
Yeah.
It's fine. A schoolboy tradition. Yeah. I don't know where. I do not know what accent I was just
I
doing.
I don't either.
But I don't care.
My French accent is entirely educated from Pepe Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew completely. Yeah.
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 My Transylvanian.
But, yeah, any time that you see something on these where it's like, I'm just going to start quoting history in broad terms.
The broadest of terms.
Yeah. Like, wow, this is almost saying nothing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, see, back then, people believed in God. Well, there weren't that many of us. No, that doesn't matter at all. Yeah. History and context mean nothing.
No, they didn't know how to read. They were dependent on the church for pretty much everything because they didn't have any.
Shut up, Satan!
I am the worst. It's true.
See, clean white American Jesus says that there are too many people out there being neither clean nor white.
See this Jesus here that looks like Leif Garrett? Mm-mm. That's the real Jesus.
Yeah, that's what we want.
It's what we need everywhere, you know.
None of this different cultures. Like, they keep framing everything in this monoculture.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's so weird because when they put out there, the culture is, well, no.
What? No, no.
No, it's not gone from any culture. It's just not everybody is content having to do it anymore.
Or damn sure not exactly word perfect your particular path.
Yes. Yeah.
And like, the fact that other paths even exist seem to piss you off.
Exactly. Yes.
Or lack of paths, I don't even know what to do. Their brain literally shuts down. Like, how can you do that? How can you do that?
Yeah.
Why people do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's totally.
How about not worry about it?
Yeah.
How about not find a fucking phantom behind every blade of grass?
Exactly.
And now I'll give this movie this.
Uh-huh.
Or give this movie that. They don't lean on that too much because they didn't want to finish writing that.
Right. Oh.
They set that up and went, are we going to try to answer this like God's not Fred?
This is why Act 1's are so much more fun and so much easier to write than anything else. You can fucking write every check. Like, it's like getting a checking account. Writing checks is fucking simple. Having enough money to fucking fund them shits is a different story. Yeah, you can write $1 million check right now.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, I'd do it right now, yeah.
You can't stop me.
Yeah. No one's going to honor it.
But I can write it.
You can write it. And that's
like
what this
propose
movie is.
All of these fucking straw men.
Yeah.
And then walk away completely.
So we have this woman who's doing this weird investigation into faith, but not the reconciler or anything like that. And ends up, her husband and son are daddy and baby cub bear, baby koala bear.
Right, right.
Now,
that was the more of the twist in this story than anything else.
It really was, yeah. Then the twist.
Yes, this film has a twist.
It's a twist. The who we're going to call the Archangel Barf Olamu when we get there. But and that will that
Chili
will
Boliel. Chili bowl of God.
It is a bowl of chili within a bowl of chili, covered in eyes,
covered in eyes and 1,000 wings. He breaks the seventh seal. It's just him opening another can of hash. No. Hashiel.
Hashiel.
Corned beef hashiel.
Corned beef hashiel.
Corned beef hashiel turns out to be an angel.
What? Yeah, it's such a twist. Because especially considering Clarkson and Maya's plan, if he, like, just watching this movie, if you and I ever had, were in a falling out, and we wake up in this room with this other guy, like, oh, they're going to hold us. Clarkson, I'll take the food. You want to handle this guy?
Yep. It's just, as I saw his fucking head off and showing to the camera.
It was beating the shit out of him, and I'm just opening every canned good, dumping it on him as we beat the shit out of him.
It's like write out fucking Theban spells to Satan and blood on the wall.
Yeah.
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 We're good.
His head will be in the toilet.
We're good. We're taking the chili, though.
Yeah. All of it.
So fuck you. Literally would take that long. Hey, I can't imagine. But let's say we had irreconcilable differences. We good? Yeah, because we're both trapped in a room.
We're trapped in a room.
So we have to get over them. They'll let us out.
This guy does. You know, wrong place, wrong time, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. Good thing you're a fucking angel, pal.
Angel slap.
But you know what happened to some angels? You know the answer to this, Christian boy.
Do you like salt? Because it's going to get real salty in here in a minute.
Yeah. Give you the full Gomorrah.
Oh, God. After
Sodom.
That's your finishing move right there. Just from the top row.
Exactly. Right. The reconciler would eat a gun. If it turned out to be an actual man, you're like, what have I done?
What's happening? Why is that happening to that poor man?
Yeah.
No. My God, he's full of hash. So much hash. I look pissed that there's no breakfast.
That's what he looks like.
And I am too old for this. You are at most 33.
Maybe. You're out of shape.
Yeah.
And maybe in out of shape years,
you're
a solid 65.
Yeah.
You might want to do something about that.
You've got a real, what we'll call Lutz from 30 Rock vibe going right
now.
Everything about you is
That's what's
sad.
Great about being formerly 345 pounds.
Yeah.
You can just fucking lay that body shame and shit out. Like,
yep.
I got some pictures.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yep. Yep.
He looks svelte.
He looks lovely
at
here.
At one point compared to me.
God.
But that doesn't change where we are now.
Yeah.
Hashiel.
Hashiel.
33-year-old Hashiel.
So here's what's funniest to me. So,
you got the wrong end of the stick in the angel situation.
Yeah, and angels who apparently like are on the pettiest assignments ever. Just the pettiest.
Yeah.
Because
this makes Clarence look like an archangel.
Yeah, this
Wonderful Life.
Yeah, this last one is, I'm going to say, truly baffling.
Mm.
Truly baffling because these two brothers have fallen out because one of them stopped going to church.
Right. Not became an atheist and stopped going to church because he lost the faith.
No.
Just because they have two different ways of approaching the faith, their particular faith path. But it seems to be the same, just one person does it differently.
He stopped going to church, therefore he turned his back on God.
Right. So they want to have these little lessons to show, here's a hard line. Here's the example of the hard line guy in your community, your faith community. And there's another person who still believes but doesn't go to church all the time.
Yeah.
The reason that people like the hardline guy exist is because y'all exist.
Yeah.
With your list of rules, one of which is keep holy the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So if we're going to go by your rules.
Yeah.
Other brother. Leather jacket brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Is committing a sin. Now,
he is, yes.
You're also a Christian, so you should forgive your brother and pray for him and whatever.
Yeah.
Not have this weird schism where you don't talk to them.
Yeah, because they don't go to church.
That feels like some of our Life Master stuff with like gay weddings.
Yes.
And the old people in gay weddings, like,
he's traditional. Oh. Well, then, okay. Don't go. Like, I'm sorry. What are you afraid of with a gay wedding? That your wedding is going to look fucking tacky and cheap by comparison?
Exactly.
Because it's gonna.
Yeah.
It just will.
The food will be subpar at yours?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, it will be.
It will be.
That fucking rubbery cordon bleu bullshit.
Yep.
Stack of asparagus you call your vegetarian option.
You go to a gay wedding and it's like, welcome to the party.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for you.
Here are the shots.
Yep.
Let's go.
What I love is my favorite shit was there's a gay couple that posted a thing where the theme for their wedding was outdress the grooms.
Oh, that's fucking fantastic.
I fucking love that. And it's like, yep, everybody. No. This is the one wedding where we're not fashionable. Show us up. I fucking love that.
Feels a little bit like Jessica and Margarita's wedding that I attended in Galveston.
Yeah.
Every one of the people in their wedding was just dressed to the nines.
Nice.
Dressed to the fucking nines.
Uh-huh.
Whoever their partner was, dressed to the nines. Like,
nice.
Are y'all? Because Jessica dresses more quote unquote masculine or whatever.
Right, right.
Like, are y'all trying to outdo Jessica? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
But good try.
I do. I love that idea. Just the utter lack of ego.
Oh, absolutely.
Involved and just like, yeah, go for it. Let's fuck around. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a fucking blast.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
It's basically a costume party.
I love the idea that we are now, the number, because I have always been an iconoclast at heart. I have always had that, fuck all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why do we need it? Like, why are we taking why are there all these rules about what you have to do when you get married? Why are there all these
rules? Why are there rules that say you have to get married?
Yeah. Why are there all these rules about any of this shit? Why do you have to do it this way? Why does this night happen? Like, no, it doesn't.
No.
Go out and just
be.
Fucking do it. Be. Exist.
Try to be a good person.
Yeah.
In whatever context you happen to follow. Mm-hmm. Make the world slightly better. You know, Lemmy fucking Kilmister was like, make the world a little better.
Yeah. Leave it a little
try
better.
Try not to mess it up too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that somehow... he's the prince of fucking darkness for offering that up?
Exactly. No, yeah, well, no. Kind of. It sounds,
I guess.
Sounds like socialism.
Fuck me.
You know? Socialism.
Fuck me. Oh, my God.
Clarkson, you've heard of those, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sure have.
Dude.
Can't have those kids eat either.
No. Fuck that shit. That's a problem. That's a problem.
What would happen if we just kept the kitchens at schools open year round?
Yeah. What if we did
24 hours a day, perhaps?
What if we did a thing where we bid out and we're like, hey, to restaurants in the area, you want X tax write-off? Come and run these kitchens on these days so that we're able to have it open and it's not just bullshit cheap food. You get a tax write-off for feeding kids quality food.
You're saying this and immediately my mind populates with like a lobbyist from U.S. Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Slicking back his hair.
Yep. Well, let's fight this one.
Excellent.
Yeah. Like, just imagine how dope that shit would be. It's like, yeah, no, Blue Corn Harvest is cooking for all the kids today.
Yeah.
J&J's Barbecue is cooking for all the kids today. Oh, yeah, this morning the donut place from across the street has donated X amount for kids. You know, hell yeah, give fucking, like, yeah, but no. That's socialism.
Yeah. No, nope. No. Nah. And maybe, I don't know, those kids are hungry. What are you doing about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
Well, they got to pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yeah, we got to stop this here, because you see, and it's...
And you are the Christian.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
whatever this Christian idea is, right?
As a teacher.
To the least of us.
As a teacher, I love when I learned that fireback, when I finally, like, well, you know, the parents should be free. That's great. They're not. So what now?
Right. I agree
that
parents should feed their children.
Yes.
I agree with this.
But when I see it's not happening, you know what I'm not content to do? Well, they should be. They should do that. Yeah. If I can give these kids food, we're requiring them to be here. Feed them. But no, we can't do that because that's communism. We need to lock those kids in a room with their parents and make them reconcile.
That and the existence of GoodRx have made my beard go from dark brown to shiny white.
Yeah. Yep.
Because, I love GoodRx.
Yeah.
Shouldn't need it.
Nope.
If medication goes from $350 to $13.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. It's almost like a scam.
Okay, I'm glad I'm only paying $13. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But What about the people that don't?
Yeah.
Where does that go? Where is all of that money going? Where is the $300 one person going?
Especially when you find out that, like most of the healthcare companies, the majority of their profits already come from the government, like 80 to 90%. So we're getting what's known as a double dip on everything.
Fucking dirty right now.
The scams are everywhere, plentiful and gross.
Well, anyway, that's not the problem we need to focus on. The problem is the graying of American.
How dope would it be if there was like a culinary program in each high school that's goal was to feed the school that day?
That sounds like you're solving a problem, and I see a red light coming through the window on the back of your head.
Yep. They sit there and they work with the cafeteria workers, make sure they're seeing how to do it, give them more people to work with so that they can work with fresher ingredients and make better food.
Yeah, that can be their internship after they just straight up graduate.
Yeah, because here's the thing, might not sound like much, but you come out of high school and apply for a job in a kitchen. It's like, what have you done? I was on the crew at my high school cafeteria. And
you know that program we've been running? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that program we've been running. Yeah, I had to help prepare meals for 1,500 individual customers
every day. Come on, lights on.
Yeah, there you go. So you know what the shit in is cool. Back here. Like, yes, chef, I do. Let's get going. Like, that's. But no, because you know those. What I was even when it comes
they're
to
in red room
when there's means testing attached people, and again, let's fucking sidetrack.
Yeah, why not?
Can they afford it? Yeah, that's more expensive than just giving it to every kid. Checking to make sure that only poor kids get it is more expensive than just saying every child gets food.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't really give a fuck.
I don't either. I really don't.
When it comes to a hungry kid.
No, I don't.
If you don't have enough money to feed yourself, I don't care either. I don't like it either.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I think you should eat.
Yeah, I prefer a country of fat people.
Yeah, just eat.
Yeah.
If you literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck if you spend it all on whatever else.
Whatever, yeah.
That doesn't solve the problem of you...
Yeah.
No longer being hungry.
Yes. And I think we need to do something about that. Yep.
Just saying.
Yeah, especially.
That's a weird tangent. Didn't expect to go down the road on this.
Because you know that the people making this movie about all of this wonderful holy shit would find what we just said horrifying. Well, and have no problem calling us godless whatever for pitching it.
Which is fine, because I am.
Yeah.
But
yep, as am I. Proudly.
Fucking every time I see a megachurch, I feel the same way as when I see anything at all ever about the Vatican.
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have that.
Right.
Just far be it for me to say what an acceptable level of ostentatiousness should be.
Yes.
But maybe.
May chance.
We can do mayhaps.
Yes.
Use a portion
of
the solid gold room to do good?
Yeah. That's a weird thought.
Maybe not worry so much about whether or not somebody's using air conditioning.
Yeah.
Elephant boy.
Maybe we don't need
good time, Jorge.
Every Michelangelo painting in the world in one room.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of gold cups here.
There are a lot of gold cups.
A lot.
Like an alarming amount of gold in
general. Oh, no, these are just plated. Oh, my bad.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry, never mind. Gold by itself is very big, yeah. Sure.
I'm sorry.
I'll just leave.
Yeah.
Hail Satan.
I'll just leave this fortress of hoarded wealth that has some very small churches in it.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I know they're doing good in a certain way. But couldn't you be doing more?
Real quick.
Because my godlessness doesn't answer that. Yours does.
Do you guys have like a sweatshirt that is designed to look like one of the Swiss Guard uniforms? Because I will buy that right now and wear it all day. Also, can we talk about their shoes?
Yeah.
The Swiss Guard are my favorite outfits in the world other than the historic football.
Yeah.
Those pants are the fucking balls. It's something like I was... Hope was raised incredibly religious, and I was not. Despite the fact that I went to Catholic school for the first like several years of my formal education, I was going to church every day.
Right.
Thought we prayed all the time. But I also was like hella ADD, so I was not paying attention. I was an altar boy.
Yeah.
all I paid attention to in all you pay attention to, and you go to mass all the time and don't hear what the man says because all you're waiting for are your cues.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he raises
his hand. Dead on with my cues, by the way. Got those bells.
Oh, yeah. When do you ring the bells?
Dead cold. Yeah, yeah. Bang.
When the hands go up, the bell rings.
Yep.
Know that shit. St. Luke's, bruv, for years. Covered that shit.
I know when to take the stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. All of it. I was good with the plates under your chin. You didn't fucking know it was there. You dropped a crumb. Boom. I caught it.
You want those candles out?
Yeah.
Ooh. Watch out.
Delicate with that little with the little cone.
Just so, because you had to save the candle.
You did, yeah. Yeah. You want it. You handled it.
Right.
You handled the business. But yeah, I had no idea what the fuck was being said. Then I'd go to CCD and be like, whatever.
I had the opposite effect because I didn't have ADD.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I paid hyper attention because whatever reason, the way my brain chemistry works is all this stuff is fascinating to me.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. Let's dig deeper. Uh-huh. I have questions.
Yeah.
Questions. Every lapsed Catholic in the history of being lapsed Catholic becomes the first step towards lapsedom.
Yeah.
Starts with, I have questions.
It was weird. Even as a kid, I remember being like, oh, so this is all like stories, like that Greek stuff, huh?
A little bit exactly like that.
Yeah, that was always me as a kid. I was like, hey, you know, this isn't like real, right? You know, that didn't happen. Like, I've read Cain and Abel, and it's like, yeah. God was just walking around the garden. God was like, yo, what's up?
My parents having a library in their home.
Yeah.
And I happen to read up on Osiris and go to CCT. He was the only God that was resurrected. Point of order.
Point of order, sirs. Hold on.
What about this? Shut the fuck up.
It was like when my niece was really freaked out about the tax test back on the old standardized test. Oh, God, yeah. And for those who don't know, this is one of my favorite stories ever. She was in elementary school and was stressed out about the standardized test. And I made the statement, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Those don't matter until you get into high school. Until you're in the 11th grade, all they do is affect the school's ratings. So there's really nothing for you to worry about. And then she told all of her friends.
Oh.
And my sister had to be called to find out what she was being by. They're like, oh, yeah, no, it doesn't affect you. It just affects the school, so don't worry about it.
Oh, you smartened her up. Jesus.
It's the best thing.
You just got a call from
done.
The State Board of Education. Kayfabe, Jim. Kayfabe.
I really fucking, just pulled the curtain back. Was like,
Jesus Christ, that's amazing.
I love Maggie. She's so
good. That's great.
But I'm like, the thing is,
just running around telling everyone in a Guy Fox mask for some reason.
Uh-huh. I remember what hit me was there was one of my co-teachers, a guy taught English, was like, yeah, I got a kid who's elementary school who's losing sleep over stress on this test, and I'm tired of it. And I was like, all right, I got your back. I'm in on this. I am like, my job is to make sure those kids are safe.
Yeah.
And then make sure they learn some shit.
Right.
That's my job. So we're going to do that. And if we have to, if I have to deal with some institutions along the way, then so be it.
Yeah.
What are you doing, you piece of shit? Fred is such an asshole. He is such an asshole.
It's like he was trying to make a phone call.
Yeah, he always is. He speaks English.
And I, you know, like every one of these reviews of Christian movies, I go off, or we go off, and I don't want to paint with a broader brush on individuals.
No.
Because I have no animus
no.
with any system of faith or lack of system.
Yes.
All of those are just ideas, and they're fine as they are. As most ideas are, when they're just there doing nothing by themselves. The problem with religion is when it comes with fucking people.
Yes.
And obviously, not all true believing Christians would look at a situation that we propose with kids not eating and say, fuck it.
You know, clearly.
We're going for gags here.
Yeah.
But there are enough of them that would, and that is a problem.
Yes, that's the issue.
Enough of
whatever.
They don't have to be Christian. Whatever they are. They're nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm not painting everyone like that. But these fucking movies.
Yes.
don't help to dispel any of that paintbrushing that I like to do after seeing one of these movies. Because you don't understand, or at least I don't, or rather I do understand, just how black and white that sort of thinking is.
Yeah.
And the necessary results of thinking like that.
Yeah, make a more interesting movie that's about, you know, a new priest coming, a new preacher coming to a church and working with local non-religious based groups to help improve the community.
Yeah.
And don't have it shoving shit. Have it be like, no, we, hey, wow, look, we can work together respectfully and improve things. And I can be driven by my Christian ideas and you can be driven by your ideas of just wanting to make things better.
And rather than just constantly looking around at somehow the de-Christianization or the lack of faith, the lack of this and the degradation of whatever you you believe is degenerating, maybe an article about what you can do.
Yeah. Yes.
To actually help people.
Uh-huh.
Not help the faith.
No.
Not people. Spread. You can spread your faith at whatever point.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that a starving person that had a meal brought to them by a nun would have a better concept or feeling towards that person's institution and or faith than the same nun, because I'm a lapsed Catholic.
As we've covered. Yes, that's what we understand then, it as.
Not doing that.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
Just a thought. Just saying, you know?
Because these movies are always like this.
They really are, yeah.
Even this completely burnt subplot of what is the graying of American morality? Whatever the fuck that even means.
It's like
I hate that. It's just like God's Not Dead. It's just like any other of those pure film whatevers.
Yeah, and it's like
super fancy pastor, whatever his name is.
I don't understand. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't understand any of this idea of morality graying. The only thing that that means is, you know, families and sexual rules have changed.
Graying.
Graying, yeah. That's it. Like, I don't see a lack of morality. I see, like, way less bullying. I see a whole lot less shitty stuff than I used to. It's like, I'm seeing, dude, have you seen what, like, parents our age are like? And not our age, fuck our age, younger. Like, what these millennial dads and moms are like?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, these motherfuckers get the point.
Good.
Yeah, these motherfuckers are like, yeah, no, I'm doing shit with my kid all the time. It's fun. Yeah. We're going to be awesome. Like, I fucking love it. It's so cool that we are. No, that's what I'm seeing happening now.
Thank God.
I'm seeing people getting better.
Good.
It's awesome, and I love it. And yes, there are places where people are being shittier, but to quote the prophet Rogers, always look for the helpers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there are way more good people than bad. Oh, dude, you want to get, there are videos of Korean people reacting to Mr. Rogers for the first time. And they're like, I can't imagine how great it would be to have something like this as a child. You just feel so warm. All that, like, yeah, that dude was everybody's first friend, really. Yeah, like, yeah. Sure. Yeah, dude. And it's touching to see because, yeah.
Of course.
And that's, to me, that guy got, he did more for the religious ideas.
Yeah.
Without ever mentioning it.
Yeah, imagine that.
Than anyone, just because
if it's a problem that we can solve.
Yeah.
Irregardless of your faith or lack of.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just saying, hey.
The application of the actual ideas.
Yeah.
To fix something.
Yep.
Or help something.
I like you. I want to be your, like, fuck. Why do you have a problem saying that to people?
I don't know.
But it's just weird.
It's weird. And it didn't need it.
It didn't.
That's the most baffling part of the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
The only reason that Weddings Reporter existed was to be married to Brock Broadchin.
Yeah.
And unfortunate, sensitive guy.
Yeah.
Son. That was it. That was the only
Everybody
reason.
Everybody learns the wrong lesson, too.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, I guess I should have just listened to you. I guess I should have just done as I was told.
Yeah.
I guess I just should have understood what you were doing.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
So are we going to kidnap people to do this?
I still think...
I'm led to believe here that God kidnapped these people.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think if you and I had been there putting the boots to Fatty Magoo, It would have been a much more entertaining movie if it was like,
I agree,
a serial killer tries to do something and ends up picking the wrong two guys, and it just turns into, no, we're just going to fuck with you horribly.
Yeah.
Until, oh, hey, he dozed off.
The same thing. Yeah. The same reason I'm not into the Saw movies as much.
Yeah.
Kill this person, you live. And I just fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
But I wanted to play a game. No. That person lives. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. It's like that Superman meeting the Joker. I've got bombs everywhere. Hold on. You mean these?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just had to wait for you to turn that thing on. It sort of showed me where all of them were.
I can hear everything, so. Yeah.
You're funny. Yes. Oh, no. He doesn't kill people. I just generally don't.
Yeah. Cut your arm off and I'll let your loved one live. Arms off. Now yeah. What are we doing? Well, fuck.
I thought you were making a choice, man. But yeah, there's nothing interesting. There's nothing gained. There's nothing risked by anyone at any point in any frame other than when Swole Johansson's, when fucking Daddy Gearest has his baby boy who... I have never seen a father more pissed off to be around his son outside. Brilliant. Like,
God, I'm chained to you.
Fucking time. Let's just get to the head of the top of the hill so I can go back to base where I've been living. No, I haven't been deployed.
I sure hope I've our God kidnapper takes me up, wants me to go to the top of the hill to put a knife through you.
Yeah.
It doesn't change my mind at the end to kill a goat.
I have been living in the barracks. I've been sleeping in a bunk bed because that's preferable to be around all those sweaty mans than to be around you for a minute.
Right.
You're awful. You're terrible. You're an awful son. So let me just leave you at the top of this mountain to die.
Yeah, which for a second it looked like he was.
Oh, yeah. I chained him to the post and been like, smell you later, kid.
Smell you later forever.
Smell you later forever. And then just honking the horn as I'm driving away. Beep, 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 beep.
It being official. Yeah. Nothing is learned in this movie.
Nothing. No.
So,
no. Nothing.
Even if you're like, "Oh, that sounds like a good time." It's not.
It's not. There's nothing fun about this movie. Like, it would have been more fun if someone had been murdered.
It would have.
Like, so much more fun if they'd shown what happens when people don't reconcile.
Right.
They just go into one of those rooms and it's just two people who are like starved to death, but one of them's missing parts.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said when you proposed this movie last week.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, great. You're going to chain up the one guy 99% made of spite?
But yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's staying right here.
Yeah.
We're going to need some more hot dog sauce. I'm almost out. Yeah, then you'll die. Well, then I die.
Yes, I die. I need my hot dog sauce.
Yeah.
I just think
you.
My idea of punishment, if they're like reading, is like, you need to talk to your brother. How about you, Blamondula, the fucking...
Yeah.
The angel, like
angel of second courses.
Well, it says I'm supposed to eat 15 cans of Wolf Brand hot dog sauce, chili sauce, drink a gallon of cold espresso, and then do jumping jacks for a half an hour. Also, oh my God, my pants are padlocked up.
Yes, exactly.
You guys have until that happens to make amends. To reconcile. Otherwise, you are going to be... have you ever seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Yeah. I'm going to give you all the Augustus gloop.
Yeah, going to get glooped.
Which I love pointing out to kids, that movie, that scene proves that that Willy Wonka knew that the whole thing was going to happen the way it did.
Correct.
Why weren't there two empty seats on the boat?
The original Saw.
The original Saw. It really is. It really is.
So it's terrible.
This movie was just, it needed more hot dogs. There's so many things it needed, any of which would have made it
Saving
a better movie.
Saving Christmas, it is not.
It's not. It's not a lecture. It's not a PowerPoint with a weirdly Jewish guy in it.
I don't know.
It's strange. It's...
Of all of these types, I think God's Not Fred is my favorite.
It really is. I think it stands above because... Sorbo, like...
Yeah, anything with Sorbo.
Sorbo's a special kind of dumb.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's like you really, like, when he's allowed to let it shine by pretending to be super smart,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of beautiful.
It's like if you see he's involved, you can immediately turn away or know that you can ironically appreciate.
Yeah.
It's like, what's his name? Shapiro.
Yes.
Same thing. Ben Shapiro's in anything. I'm like, okay, now I have a choice.
Yep.
I can either obviously run away from this idiot or laugh my ass off.
It's true. To me now, Kevin Sorbo is kind of like if you put a dog in a costume. It's like, I don't think he's a doctor, but look at him.
Look at you.
Oh, Stevie's a little doctor, isn't he? He's going to come in and he's going to fix your broken heart. That's what I see when I see Kevin Sorbo like that. Uh-huh. Oh, no, I don't believe he's a fireman, but I think Freddie's going to come in and put out that fire that's everywhere and everyone's going to be happy he's here. That's what I think of when I see him.
Yes.
It's like, he's trying and he's... I love every article about him that still calls him Hollywood superstar, Kevin Sorbo.
Can't you just call him TV's Kevin
Sorbo?
TV's
Corp, yeah. Because he's not what I would call a superstar.
All right, y'all. God's not Fred. God's I got a dog Fred. In my lap.
We might be watching Bradley Cooper cook next week. Who knows?
Cool.
Bye-bye.